Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 28th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: masks are back, big quarter for big tech, and Fed policy update. Leading today's news: pointing to the Delta variant and a high number of unvaccinated individuals, the CDC has reversed its indoor mask policy, saying fully vaccinated people and kids should wear face coverings indoors. New data from the agency apparently suggests that fully vaccinated individuals can carry high enough viral loads that can infect other people because Delta behaves uniquely different from past strains of the virus. Guidance from the CDC is only a recommendation, meaning states and local officials will have to decide whether to reintroduce mask rules. Across the country, some regions have already recommended or required that residents resume wearing masks indoors, including 17 counties in California and Clark County, Nevada, which houses Las Vegas casinos. Localities from New Orleans, Louisiana, to Provincetown, Massachusetts have also issued an indoor mask advisory regardless of vaccination status. The updated guidance comes ahead of the fall season, when Delta is expected to cause another surge as employers bring workers back to the office and kids head back to school. More vaccinations and mask wearing in areas most impacted by the Delta variant will enable us to avoid the kind of lockdowns, shutdowns, school closures, and disruptions we faced in 2020, President Biden said following the CDC guidance. He's also expected to lay out additional steps today to get more Americans jabbed. Among them will be a requirement that all federal employees and contractors be vaccinated against COVID-19. Or be required to submit to regular testing and mitigation requirements. It's confusing. While higher rates of transmission have been seen in areas that are less vaccinated, like much of the U.S. South and Western states, other data has shown conflicting outcomes. The Bay Area News Group found that five California counties, Los Angeles, San Diego, Alameda, Contra Costa, and San Francisco, had both a higher percentage of people who are fully vaccinated than the state average, and a higher average daily case rate. That compares to five other California counties, like Modoc, Glenn, Lassen, Del Norte, and San Benito, which have below average vaccination rates and decreasing case rates. Before the Delta variant, vaccines were previously thought to reduce COVID-19 transmission, but several factors may also be playing a part in the latest analysis, like population density and willingness to be tested. Statistics. The weekly average of new daily COVID-19 infections in the U.S. is more than 57,000, an increase of 65% from the week prior, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. In other news, big tech had a big quarter. Apple, a blowout quarter from the iPhone maker, shattered expectations with earnings of $1.30 per share versus $1.01 estimated, on revenues of $81.4 billion versus $73.3 billion. Every one of Apple's major product lines grew over 12% on an annual basis, while it saw very strong double-digit increases in both iPhone upgraders and switchers during the quarter. Shares still fell 2.2% in after-hours trading after the company warned that sales growth may be slowing and chip shortages will affect production in the current quarter. Apple also declined to provide formal guidance for the sixth quarter in a row, a practice it adopted during the coronavirus pandemic. Google. Shares of parent Alphabet jumped 3.3% in extended trading after advertising revenue soared 69% year-over-year to $50.4 billion. CEO Sundar Pichai credited the number to a rising tide of online activity in many parts of the world, though longer-term trends were harder to forecast as markets reopen and COVID-19 cases continue to rise. Google Search soared 69% year-over-year to $35.85 billion in sales. Cloud revenue climbed 54% to $4.63 billion, and YouTube ad sales surged 84% to $7 billion. Microsoft. the stock inched up 0.5% after hours after ending its financial year on a strong note. Microsoft reported a 21% jump in revenue amid a flood of new business in Azure Cloud Computing, LinkedIn Advertising, and business applications. It didn't stop there. Microsoft's More Personal Computing segment, which features Windows, as well as devices, gaming, and search advertising, notched $14.9 billion in FQ4 revenue, while the tech giant finished the year with $60 billion in annual earnings and $165 billion in sales for the first time ever. Facebook. The social network is expected to report a surge in quarterly revenue after today's closing bell as the pandemic drove consumers to shop and spend more time online. Despite advertising demand, Facebook still projects revenue growth year over year to slow in the last two quarters of the year. Also, watch out how Apple's recent software update, which allows users to opt out of tracking in iOS apps, will impact its bottom line, as well as user retention, e-commerce ambitions, and updates to Instagram and WhatsApp. Wall Street snapped a five-session winning streak on Tuesday before a policy decision from the Federal Reserve, though things looked better in the overnight session. NASDAQ futures are ahead by 0.3%, following some blowout results from big tech, while contracts linked to the S&P 500 and Dow were up 0.2% and flat, respectively. I wouldn't write this off to anything more than taking a little bit of a breather after a pretty good rally that we saw last week, said Jason Villacourt of Putnam Investments. Fed in focus. While no action is expected from the FOMC today, there may be a possible mention of tapering the central bank's bond program. That could shake up some investing sentiment, as the winding down of purchases is seen as the first step towards interest rate hikes, especially with inflation heating up. The Fed is currently purchasing $120 billion in securities a month, including $80 billion in Treasury bonds and $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities. Meanwhile, the busiest week of earnings season will continue today with results from Boeing, Pfizer, McDonald's, Facebook, Ford, Qualcomm, and PayPal. Of the S&P 500 companies that have already reported Q2 numbers, 89% have topped earnings estimates, while 86% have exceeded revenue expectations, according to data from Refinitiv. Go deeper. There's more important economic news coming up this week. Gross domestic product for the second quarter will be released tomorrow, as well as weekly jobless claims. On Friday, the Fed will publish the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, which is the central bank's preferred measure for inflation. Employees at Activision Blizzard are planning a walkout today at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which will take place outside headquarters in Irvine, California. Fallout is growing over the company's values after California legislators sued Activision Blizzard, citing pervasive frat boy culture and mistreatment of women. Some are even likening the developments to a B2 movement for the video game industry. Backdrop. A two-year investigation into the firm claimed that female employees, who make up 20% of Blizzard's workforce of about 9,500, were routinely discriminated against. The actions included verbal and physical advances from male co-workers, as well as allegations that women employees were underpaid, promoted more slowly, and terminated more quickly compared to their male counterparts. Not helping the situation is the compensation package of Activision CEO Bobby Kotick, who was the second highest paid CEO in the S&P 500 in 2020. Activision Blizzard has called the lawsuit irresponsible behavior from unaccountable state bureaucrats that are driving many of the state's best businesses out of California. That didn't go over too well. An employee letter called the response abhorrent and insulting, with workers and former staff taking to social media in droves with their own stories about company culture. We believe that our values as employees are not being accurately reflected in the words and actions of our leadership, they wrote before the walkout. Outlook. Workers are issuing four demands. 1. An end to forced arbitration clauses in employee contracts. 2. New hiring and promotion processes to increase representation. 3. Publishing salary and promotion data for all employees. 4. Allowing a diversity, equity, and inclusion task force to hire a third party to audit executive staff. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with the Dow flat and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, EIA petroleum inventories are out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.